You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Ricky Farquharson, our production manager for Ayrshire Recording Services, to tell us all about the talking newspaper service that they provide. Now, Ricky, can you give us a bit of history of the service and how you got involved in it?
The talking newspaper started in December 83, which was a project manager was... A man called Jim Burcham. He originally started the Blind Club, as it was called at that time, just before that. And he saw an opportunity for a talking newspaper. I started about 10 years ago. I got involved in it because Jim Burcham was actually my father-in-law. His job was actually a rehabilitation officer in North Ayrshire, and he would support all the blind and visually impaired in that district, or the whole of Ayrshire. He was also a preacher as well. He was well known and well respected in Ayrshire. So that's how I got involved, because I used to be a DJ. Now I'm in support work as well, so it kind of bring both together. So it's that's the way I got involved in it, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I do enjoy recording the newspapers every week. I've done a massive campaign recently, reaching out to all the opticians, sending them letters saying this service is available. And I was in Largs yesterday, and I says, look, we've got this service, nice to meet you. And she says, I didn't know this was available. I says, oh yeah, we've been going since 1983. So there's not a lot of people know these services are available.
So tell us a little bit about the service that you run now.
What we do is we record four local newspapers. We record the Kilmarnock Standard, Cumnock Chronicle, Irvine Times. We also added the Herald into that as well, so it kind of expands that newspaper. Once the talking newspapers are recorded, there's about 15 tracks on each of the memory sticks. On that memory stick, there's news, local information. We'll have a quiz as well. We'll have a very good quiz master, Howell, who's been very good to us. And I did a survey last year with our listeners, and they gave the quiz 10 out of 10. So it was good to get that feedback as well. We also have, obviously, local sports. I also have an epilogue as well. So we record them every Wednesday. Once they're recorded, we post them out. It's all free post. The whole service is free as well. So what we do is, once the memory stick has completed with all the tracks, we put them into a Velcro wallet. On that wallet, there's a window, and what we'll have is we have the person's address on the front of the window, and we'll post it out free post, so there's no need to go to the post office. So you just pop it into a post box, and once they have listened to their talking newspaper, what they do is they take the address out the window of the wallet, turn it round, and it has our address on it, and they put it back in the window of the wallet. All they do is we put it in a post box, and it comes back to us here at the studio, so we'll record the next newspaper. And the other thing is, what we're willing to do as well, if there's anyone who doesn't have a speaker, then we can supply them a Bluetooth speaker. We can send one out for as short or as long as they wish to listen to the talking newspaper as well. And the other way to make it more accessible for our talking newspapers is there's a web player on the British Wireless for the Blind Fund's web player. We put two of the newspapers on that. We transfer the Kilmarnock Standard and Irvine Times on that every week as well. So that's accessible through there as well. What we also do is we also edit church services as well. We've been doing that for many, many years as well, and continue to do that. We'll edit church service, but it's subject to availability.
And there's the community aspects of it as well, not just to the people recording the talking newspaper itself, but also listeners as well. You know, for some people, depending on circumstances, it could be the only voice that they hear in a week.
This is the thing, because of our most of our listeners are 60 plus. I mean, you don't know how they're feeling. You know, they probably feel isolated, and I know in the care sector that some of the carers go into their homes, and they're probably the only people they see and talk to. We have an opportunity to, you know, sending in the talking newspaper for, because it gives them information. Can I tell you something? One of my listeners phoned me up a couple of weeks ago, and we were having a little chat, and she was delighted with the service that we do for her. I'll quote this, what she actually said. She said, you've changed my life. This is quite overwhelming, because to hear feedback to you on what we're trying to do has changed their lives. That's really gives them a little boost in that as well. So,
yeah,
you know, for one listener to do that and give that feedback back to us, that's what we're trying to do.
Now, Ricky, for any of our listeners who are perhaps unaware of the Talking Newspaper service that you provide. Where can they go if they want to listen or find out more about you?
We're at arsb.org.uk on the website. We'll also have a mobile number as well that we can be contacted on.
Ricky Farquharson, Production Manager for Ayrshire Recording Services. Thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I'm absolutely delighted to speak to you, David.